This is Mrs. Preisner reading chapter 29 from Almost Super. Chapter 29. No one answered. I crawled into bed that night exhausted. I was certain I'd fall asleep as soon as my head hit the pillow, but it didn't happen. Lying in the darkness, I felt like everywhere I looked, I saw the face of October Jones. Now I know your name, Rafter Bailey, and believe me, that's not a good thing. I tried pushing the thoughts away. This was the best day of my life. I'd done what I'd always dreamed of. I had saved the day. The door to our room opened a crack. Light spilled in from the hall. Benny raised his head and the door opened all the way. I could see Dad's silhouette in the light, but something seemed wrong. His shoulder slouched. It looked like he was carrying a heavy weight on his back. "Can I come in?" Dad asked. "Sure," I sat up in bed. "What's up?" Dad lowered himself to the edge of my bed. Benny slipped out from under his covers and came and sat next to him. Dad ran his fingers through his hair and didn't say anything for a while. "Is everything okay?" I finally asked. Dad smiled, but I noticed he didn't answer my question. "I want you boys to know how proud I am of you. I just got off the phone with Grandpa. It's hard to believe we've been deceived for this long. I mean, Grandpa can't even remember a time when we weren't fighting the Johnsons. And here you boys uncover the truth, and then find the real villain, and then stop him." His voice trailed off. He did sound proud, but he also sounded tired. Dad was the kind of guy who would make a speech and clap you on the back at a moment like this. "What's wrong?" Benny asked. He could sense it too. Dad put his hand on my shoulder and around Benny. "First, I want to apologize. It was wrong of your mother and me to decide that since you didn't get real powers, that you couldn't be super. You've shown to the entire family that this isn't true. I'm sorry I doubted you." "Does this mean we will finally get super suits?" Benny asked. Dad smiled. "It most certainly does. You boys have taught me that you don't need powers to be super. You are super every bit as much as any of us, and so you need your super suits. You can help with the design first thing in the morning." I could feel Benny shaking on the bed, barely able to contain his excitement. Dad cleared his throat. "I don't want you boys to be scared. Like I said, I just got off the phone with Grandpa. He's proud of you two boys as well. But he called my great Aunt Jewel over in Oak City just to report in." "And?" Benny asked. No one answered the phone. Dad fell silent. "Well, it's late," Benny said. "Maybe..." Benny knew as well as I did that somebody was always by the phone. Dad continued. "He called the Denver line and the New York. He called London, Moscow, Brisbane. He said he called at least 20 different lines." Dad sighed, rubbing his forehead. No one answered anywhere. I tried to slow my breathing. I could feel my heart thumping in my chest. Dad continued, "We've been fighting the Johnsons all over the world, wherever they happen to be. And now?" Dad pushed his fingers through his hair. "Grandpa called Mrs. Johnson, Juanita's grandmother. She tried calling Johnsons in the other cities. She tried calling them everywhere. She found the same thing. No one answered. No one is out there." "What does that mean?" I asked. Dad shook his head. "I don't know for sure, but I can guess whatever this Jones family was trying to do here in Split Rock, they tried to do everywhere else. And from the look of it, they succeeded." Dad sat quiet for a moment and then said, "We might be the only superheroes left." I couldn't imagine it. I didn't see a lot of my relatives in other cities. They were distant cousins, uncles, and aunts. People I didn't even know, but I'd always felt comfort in the fact that they were out there fighting the same fight that I was, standing up for goodness everywhere. And now? All gone? It couldn't be true. "We don't even have our real powers anymore," Benny's voice sounded small in the darkness. "All the superheroes are missing, and now there's a new family of supervillains?" "The superheroes in Split Rock still stand," Dad straightened up. "Thanks to you two." He squeezed my shoulder. "There are Baileys in this city, and there are Johnsons in this city. If we work together, and we are going to work together, then we can still be strong. If the Joneses want this city, they will have to come through us." We spoke a little bit longer, floating voices in the pale light of the hall. We talked about Joneses and Johnsons, about super suits and the motor pool. We talked about being super and doing good. Finally, Dad stood. "It's time for you boys to get some sleep. We might have some dangerous days ahead of us." Dad left the room. He turned off the light in the hall, making the darkness complete. I could hear Benny breathing in his bed, and in a short time, his breaths were steady and deep. I could feel sleep overtaking me. I closed my eyes. This time, the face of October Jones didn't appear. This time, I didn't hear his words. I heard my father. "The superheroes in Split Rock still stand. If the Joneses want this city, they will have to come through us."